The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Once again, another mass shooting, tiny little village in western Pennsylvania, blah, blah, blah. This day is never going to end. Not as long as that groundhog keeps seeing his shadow. He's got to be stopped. And I've got to stop him. That's how I feel now when these mass shootings happen. You know what's coming. It's Groundhog Day. Rise and shine, campers. It's going to be the same crap. I can clock it. Okay, here it is. All right, everybody on the right, see if he yelled Allah Akbar. See if he's brown. See if he's Muslim. Is he? No, he's not. Damn it. All right, prepare to defend your guns. Everybody on the left, immediately. See if he's a white guy. Yep, start talking about guns. Put it out there. Got to ban the guns. Bring up David Hogg. Come on. You know, roll around in the blood a little bit. Everybody, to your corners. Ready? Ding, ding, ding. Here we go. That's how I feel every time this stuff happens. Man, this is upsetting. Do you feel that way?
Well, it's bound to happen. That has become protocol.
Right. I mean, it's just the standard, right?
Yes.
It's like on Christmas, you do certain things, and Easter, you do certain things, Thanksgiving. This is our tradition. Whenever anybody is shot, anything that's spectacular, it doesn't even have to be a mass shooting. It just has to be a spectacle. Anything that's big out there. Anything that could be terror-related, anything where people are killed, that's what you have to do. See if there was a gun, see if they were Muslim, and then start the narrative. You know, you wait for the Brady group, the Brady campaign, or Mayor Bloomberg's guns against mayors, or whatever the hell he calls that thing, where you just start putting the pressers out there. Democrats, send the press releases out there and start campaigning and start fundraising, right?
And by the way, I don't know how far David Hogg went yesterday, but Emma Gonzalez had her big 1 of 4.
Oh, yeah.
So that was everywhere.
Her tweets.
Yesterday. Yes.
Yeah, by the way, here's the thing. Tweets are designed to be one. That's no, the beauty of Twitter.
But she has 1 of 4, yes. 2 of 4. She's marked them.
Twitter threads, no. No. Don't. It's like a dog on the nose with the news. No, don't do it. One. You get one. That's the reason Twitter works.
And isn't that also the reason that Twitter extended?
Yes. You've got 280 wasn't enough. Some of us were getting it done with 140 and got on with our lives.
I know. I love the 140. Stop. I mean, 140. Let's do it. If you can't do it in 140... Move on.
Okay, if you wanted to go 144, okay, fine. There was a couple times I needed one or two more. It was 144, that was it. That's it.
That's what started the use of one letter for word.
Right, exactly. All right, let me run down this tragedy, and it's very serious, but it's so frustrating for me because nothing is actually getting accomplished other than just dividing us more and more. Around 3:30 a.m. Sunday morning, a naked man shot and killed two people in the parking lot of a Waffle House in Nashville. Then he entered the Waffle House restaurant and he started firing. He shot four people inside before a customer pulled the gun out of his hands. One of the four shot inside died at the scene. Another died at the hospital. The two others remain in critical condition. Now, the murderer fled the scene, is still at large. As far as we know, I've seen no updates since morning.
The last update I heard during the newscast was that he was still at large.
You know, you'd think a naked man running around with a gun, maybe somebody could find, but...
Somebody might have said something.
He's considered armed and dangerous. He's been identified as 29-year-old Travis Reinking. Last night, cops were using dogs and a helicopter to search a wooded area near the restaurant where he was seen. The guy who disarmed him suffered non-threatening wounds, but he was grazed by a bullet in the elbow, and then he has burns all over his hands. Some of the other patrons in there suffered some facial wounds from shattered glass that hit the windows. But when he arrived at the restaurant, he pulled up in a gold-colored Chevy Silverado pickup. They say he sat in the truck for 3.5 to 4 minutes just looking at the people inside the restaurant, which is pretty creepy. Adds that certain element of, he just stared at him. 4 minutes later, roughly 4 minutes later, he got out of the truck and started shooting. Apparently, he was wearing only a green jacket and nothing underneath. And before entering the restaurant, he took the jacket off even. Now, when he fled on foot. Cops think that he ran to a nearby apartment complex where he lives, put on a pair of pants, and ran into a nearby wooded area shirtless. So... There's and you've seen the pictures, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're
every. He has the crazy eyes.
Yes, he does.
I mean, I don't think we need that the crazy eyes test so much with naked shooting people, but the crazy eye test still applies. Well, I mean, yeah, let's go to the crazy. Wait, he was naked and killing people? Nope, we don't need to go to the crazy eyes test. The guy's crazy, right? I mean, probably not somebody that should have had a gun. Mayor David Brilley, whatever, of Nashville. Now, this is the guy that's only been in office for, what, a few months because of the chick she...
Yeah, the lady, the original mayor had the affair with her security guy. She just resigned. So this is the brand new mayor.
Yeah, he hasn't been in all that long, but he came out leading the way for Nashvillians forward. He said, tragedies like today should not happen.
Agreed.
Okay. He said, this is the second mass shooting in 7 months. We need comprehensive gun reform. If we all come together on this for the greater good, we can take weapons of war off the street. Weapons of war off the street, according to the mayor. This is his response to the shooting. Now, at the time, he knew very little about what was going on, but instantly came out with comprehensive gun reform, weapons of war off the street, the greater good. This is what he said. Let's go to the press conference now.
We have learned that Ryan King was arrested by the United States Secret Service for being in a restricted area near the White House in July of 2017. He was subsequently released. Ryan King was later interviewed by Tazewell County, Illinois authorities and the FBI. His Illinois firearms authorization was revoked, to our understanding, at the request of the FBI, and four weapons were seized by Tazewell County authorities. Among the weapons seized by those authorities was the AR-15 rifle used at the Waffle House today. The police department has received information that the guns were returned by Tazewell County authorities to Ryan King's father, who has now acknowledged giving them back to his son. As I said a moment ago, presently, two of the four guns that were given back to his son are unaccounted for. We have the AR-15 rifle recovered from the Waffle House this morning. There was also another rifle recovered by the SWAT team at his apartment early this afternoon. Travis Ryan King's whereabouts are presently unknown.
So, comprehensive gun reform wouldn't actually change this scenario.
Not. Well, it would have if, you know what? No.
But if you, no, that's still.
No.
Well, what if you, no, still wouldn't have done it. He wasn't legally allowed to have the weapons he had. He was arrested in July of 2017 by the Secret Service for entering a restricted area of the White House. He was interviewed. The guns he had were taken away. His Illinois firearm authorization revoked. Four weapons were seized, including an AR-15. The weapons were returned to his dad. He gave them back to his son. He threatened to commit suicide in May of 2016 in a parking lot in Illinois. His family said at the time that he was having delusions about Taylor Swift. He believed that she was stalking him and harassing him. How many damn red flags do you need? More comprehensive gun reform legislation, rules, regulations, or Big Brother would not have stopped this. They were already in place. It was a breakdown of the ones that were there.
Yeah, but if you... No.
No, that wouldn't have...
But we could have...
No. No, it wouldn't have stopped.
If we only had that one.
Yeah, see, it doesn't.
Nope, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Of course it doesn't.
So does the mayor of Nashville, after hearing the press conference, he was like, that comprehensive wouldn't have helped.
Not a chance.
It just put it out there.
Not a chance.
Just Groundhog Day. This is what you do. Go to the flow chart. There was a shooting quick. Put out a press release and a fundraiser. Get the ball rolling. Raise more money to get people elected, to pass legislation. It's just what you do. And think about how horrible that is. Aside from them being wrong, that this stuff doesn't actually help. In fact, may hurt, may help create an atmosphere where there's more of this stuff. That they're taking tragedies and saying, let's see how we can capitalize off it. It's Rahmania.
Of course.
That's really what they do. They say, when this happens, go.
Look, Doc, we don't want to take I don't like to call it taking advantage of a tragedy. I like to talk about it as pointing out what could be done for American safety.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's important that we realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also important that we realize that we get these weapons of war off the streets.
Is that what it's important?
And I'm not sure if the mayor realizes it or not. And I haven't looked up the mayor's history to whether he served in the military or not. But I'm guessing since he's calling these the weapons of war, he didn't serve in the military.
I think that's a safe assumption. If he did, we're sorry, Mayor. Sorry, we're happy to interview you here. But like most, you probably won't.
No way.
Now to that shaved-headed chick. What's her name?
Emma Gonzalez.
That's the one. In her four-part epic tweet... It was a mini series.
It was good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good stuff.
She tweeted, you and this is the first of four.
I just want you to know,
I've
had this post-it note on my laptop since Parkland.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
When we first sat down.
Okay, yes.
You and I were working here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I was filling in, mm-hmm. and it was just post Parkland.
Right.
I have three names on this. Three names on this.
And they are?
David Hogg.
Uh-huh.
Cameron Caskey.
Uh-huh.
Emma Gonzalez.
Well, at least he got second billing on your list.
I know.
Because he's like fourth.
I just remember, that day I remember these are the three names.
Those are the ones that you're going to have.
They're still there.
So Emma's first tweet.
I didn't mean to cut off one of four.
I know. This is one of four. The first part. Of the first one, the first line of the first tweet. He was white. What is that? You know, you could have gotten away with three if you hadn't included the information that really wasn't necessary. He was white and used an AR-15, period. All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
This is just laying down facts.
The NRA is about to say this man had mental health issues.
Including the family, but she didn't put that in there.
So that the rest of us will get scared of anyone with poor mental health and buy a gun in preemptive defense so the gun sales increase.
Huh. It's pretty deep thinking, though.
Shouldn't we be scared of some people with mental health issues? Is she saying... None of them we should be scared of?
No, that's just a ploy to sell more guns.
She then tweeted, shootings don't just happen in schools. They happen everywhere in America. And now one has happened at Waffle House.
Thank you.
By the way,
you're into two of four.
Oh, is this two of four now?
Yeah.
Okay, just in case people...
You just keep rolling along like it's one thing.
So wait a minute. We were told by these kids, but because of Marjorie Stone Douglas High School, and they were kids, that we need to listen to them because they've been in one of these tragic situations.
Right. We can't make fun of them. We can't even say they whine.
Right. And it's not just those that were there. It's all kids because they all have this fear every day when they go to school that they may be shot. So they are experts at this. Does that mean that everybody that works at a Waffle House is now in charge of our Second Amendment? Or are qualified to comment on it? Is it every restaurant or just Waffle House? Is it every 24-hour establishment? Is it every place that sells waffles or breakfast goodies? What is it? I'm looking for... She should have tweeted about that. All right, moving on. Continuing her tweet thread. You could donate all the shooting shelters to schools that you want, but at the end of the day, you can't build our world out of Kevlar. Someone is making mad money off that.
Someone is making money off of that, off of
building our world out of Kevlar. You know who's making money? Probably Kevlar.
Big Kevlar.
Kevlar.
I hate big Kevlar.
So horrible. The local police say a man at the scene wrestled his gun away.
By the way, you're in three of four now.
This is three of four. Thank you for keeping the standards there. The local police say a man at the scene wrestled his gun away. Looks like you don't need to arm a teacher or resource officer to stop a shooting. Would there be teachers and resource officers at Waffle House?
No, she's just trying to say that our hero didn't have a gun.
There right? goes the sales pitch for At Smith & Wesson Corp.
Right. Our hero didn't have a gun. So, you know, he wrestled it away, and it would have been, I'm guessing, I don't know, I didn't listen to the interview with the man who
James
saved
Shaw.
The Pilpi.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it probably would have been, I mean, just think of it, if he had a gun and could have taken down
right.
the murderer,
mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be still looking for him.
Well, there's that, too. There's the other element. There's number one, save people, stop people from being shot. Number two, grab the bad guy so he doesn't get away
Done.
And Over. Shoot other people. There goes the sales pitch for At Smith & Wesson Corp., removing the assault and semi-automatic weapons from our civilian society, instituting thorough background checks and mandatory waiting periods, and raising the buying age and banning the production of high-capacity magazines are the ways to stop shootings in America.
And by the way, you just rolled right into 404.
I did. I just rolled four right through there, yeah. So that's Emma Gonzalez. Again, she apparently hadn't heard the press conference we heard that he wasn't legally able to buy them, and Secret Service had talked to him, crazy eyes, family said he was crazy, all of those things, just throwing that out there.
No way she saw that.
No, probably not. All right, hey, your thoughts via the Twitter. It's at Doc Thompson Show, at Jeffy MRA. Use the hashtag What I Learned Today. More, including some statistics that Emma Gonzalez probably hasn't seen or chose to ignore.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.